poll, 47% of Americans believe it is likely Democrats stole votes or destroyed Trump ballots. By Hannah Blow on December 8, 2020. A significant portion of Americans believe it is likely that Democrats stole votes or destroyed ballots intended for President Donald Trump to ensure that former Vice President Joe Biden would win, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. Rasmussen Reports conducted the survey December 3 to 6, 2020, among 1,000 likely voters and asked respondents, how likely is it that Democrats stole votes or destroyed pro-Trump ballots in several states to ensure that Biden would win? They were virtually split, with 49% saying it is either not very or not at all likely. However, 47% expressed the belief that it was very or somewhat likely. The two groups are within the +/-3% margin of error, indicating a statistical tie. 4% remain unsure. 3/4 of Republicans believe it is likely that Democrats either stole votes or destroyed Trump ballots to assist Biden, compared to 25% of Democrats who feel the same way. Voters were also asked about mail-in voting, with 57% saying it worked for the most part. However, over 1/3, or 39%, said mass mail-in voting led to unprecedented voter fraud in this election. The beliefs are sharply divided on partisan lines, with 30% of Republicans saying mail-in voting worked well for the most part and 85% of Democrats agreeing. In contrast, 67% of Republicans say it led to unprecedented fraud, compared to the 13% of Democrats who said the same. While the survey found that a majority, or 60%, believe Trump should concede the election to Biden based on current knowledge, 34% disagree, and 6% remain unsure. However, a majority of Republicans, 61%, said Trump should not yet concede, compared to the 86% of Democrats who believe he should. The survey follows various testimonies and affidavits from witnesses alleging fraud in key battleground states, including Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Last week, Jesse Morgan, a USPS subcontractor, spoke at a press conference hosted by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society and detailed irregularities he experienced while delivering ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. During his testimony, he revealed that his trailer ultimately went missing. What happened on October 21 was a series of unusual events that cannot be a coincidence. I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out. Thousands of them. Thousands loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed to Pennsylvania, he explained. At first, I didn't think it was a big deal. In fact, I thought it was really awesome. I really did. I was like, sweet, I'm doing something for the presidential race. This is cool, he said. But as things became weirder, I got to thinking and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I didn't know why, so I decided to speak up, and that's what I'm doing today, he added. Similarly, a former U.S. Postal Service subcontractor spoke at the event and claimed colleagues were ordered to backdate ballots that were received too late to be lawfully counted. I didn't bring any of these irregularities up to my supervisors at USPS at the time due to what I perceived to be their hostility towards President Donald Trump and their evident contempt for the law, Ethan Pease stated, adding that he heard two employees make jokes about taking mail-in ballots for Trump and throwing them away.